You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
This is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for 14 August 2009. If you're one of the few remaining people in the world who's reading superhero comic books, it's a night and day difference between the ones that were written 40 years ago, back when Stan Lee was creating the Marvel Universe, for example, and today. You know, the difference between bombastic monologues and today's attempts at urban cool. I get the same kind of feeling from, well, the differences between classic Doctor Who and today's. Enough so that sometimes I feel like I'm a bad Doctor Who fan. I made a special effort to watch Inferno over the last few weeks. I don't have a lot of free time these days, but I made the effort, especially because otherwise I wouldn't be able to clear that review episode from the Who on Who podcast queue on my hard drive. I enjoyed seeing Jon Pertwee in action. He's really growing on me. I didn't enjoy so much the pacing, or the action staging, or the goofy Venusian karate especially, or the monsters in heat-resistant suits that you couldn't tell apart, but they've got convenient prices, right-sized name badges, so it's all okay then. Classic Who, more often than not, just doesn't grab me. I watch it as a historical document, not so much as drama that I can enjoy in my own right. And there's no nostalgic connection there. When I was a kid, I watched enough Doctor Who to imprint on Peter Davison as my Doctor, but there was always other stuff to do, so I never really soaked in classic Doctor Who. This will drive the classic fans and most of the podcasters I listen to crazy, but that's led me to the point where I personally think of classic Who as the support material for modern Who. I need some help. Point me towards the episodes that I've missed. The ones that a reasonably intelligent, casual viewer of today who maybe didn't even ever see Doctor Who before might enjoy. I'd love it if you'd come by 2MinuteTimeLord.com for the show notes for this episode and leave some suggestions in the comments. Like Mickey's shirt says in The Girl in the Fireplace, it's important to know your roots. What I'd like is to appreciate them as more than just historical documents. Tell me what the stories are. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for August 14th. You can follow me on Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And if you'd like, you can also send me a link to an MP3 file at webmaster@2minutetimelord.com with a one-sentence response, why you follow Doctor Who. I'll be putting all of these together for a future audio mosaic project that will air in the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Thanks for listening.